Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Elder Pokonsi.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm blessed.
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, definitely blessed, man. I'm the favorite of the Lord, eh?
We are all favorite, amen.
Yes, indeed. Now, where we talk about the second part of this discussion this week, the church established by Christ. Now, but the life and teachings of Jesus established the unity of belief and close fellowship in the newly formed apostolic church. Now, why don't I talk more about the church that Christ established? Now, please do describe the early Christian church. I mean, yesterday we talked about a plethora of churches that have mushroomed everywhere, but now we want to zoom into the early church. How did that one look like?
Thank you for the question. It's a very interesting subject, I must say.
Mm.
And very, very, it can be complex to answer, especially when we define what is the church. And only the Bible can tell us, more especially if we want to understand the church which Christ came to establish, we first need to understand what is the church. Now, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 to 23. I don't know, is there an echo by your side, or is it just by my side?
No, I don't hear any echo this side. I think we are fine.
Okay. So Ephesians 1 verse 22 to 23 says that the church is his body, the fullness of him who filleth all in all. It's a very profound verse, and it can take us a month just to unpack it. So it says that it's his body, the fullness of him. And who is him in this context? It's the fullness of the living God. So, so the church is the fullness of the living God who filleth all in all, right? So what does it mean that when it says that he filleth all in all? It's basically, simply put, that the church is the fullness of God who filleth all in the fullness of infinity.
Yeah,
I don't know if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the church is the fullness of God. We're not yet talking about structures, we're not talking about building, but in itself, the church is the fullness of God who filleth infinity. I love how the book of Hebrews puts it forth, or paints the picture, saying that we have come unto Mount Zion. Then it continues, then it says, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, basic understanding of the church is that there is a church in heaven. There is a church on earth. And now scripture says that the church is his body, right? He not only filleth only earth, but he also filleth the heaven. So we on earth make part of the church. And those who are angels, they make part of the church.
Mm.
Does it make sense? So I love how Solomon puts it, that when he was about to rebuild Jerusalem, right, he says, basically says, how can I build the temple of God, you know, to such that even the heavens of the heaven cannot contain God. So when we make up of the church here on earth, we basically joining the church which is in heaven, which consists of the innumerable number of angels.
Mm.
Not only the angels, but also the unfallen worlds, they belong to the church.
Mm. All right.
So the body of Christ filleth all in all. From infinity, it filleth all in all. So we here on earth are not the only, we basically form part of the church. Does it make sense? Now, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you know, it basically describes that we are the members of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Are
yeah,
we together?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What makes the church is that they are members which consist or contain or pertain of what is the church before going to structures and organizations or denominations. Those who worship God in truth and in spirit are the members of the body of the church. So the church is defined as we being members of his body. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Including the celestial bodies.
Gathered. Exactly. So the church is made up of members. So whenever there's gathering of two or three, they make up a church of God. And that's how the Bible describes it. And then it further goes up to, if you read 1 Peter 3, verse 9, 1 Peter chapter 2, it says that ye are lively stones built up to be a spiritual house. So in other contexts, house of God. Yesterday we talked about governance, right? Each house has its own governance. Each house has its own laws and rules, right? So the church itself also is defined as the house of God. And this house of God is made up of lively stones. So Peter says that ye are lively stones, right? Built up, you know, onto becoming what? A spiritual house for God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 says, ye are God's building. 1 Timothy 3, verse 8 says, the house of God is the church of the living God, right? Ephesians chapter 2 says, in whom all the building fitly framed together. So the definition of the church itself is that we, I, Mpo, when I come together with my brother Zama and come together as members of the body, we make up the church. And given that now we make up the body of God, we make up the body of Christ, Colossians 1 verse 12 says that Christ is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, right? So in making up the body, now on if you study more on physiology and anatomy, every organ, every part of the body, right, takes instructions from the head, and in the head, that's where the mind is. Does it make sense? So
yeah.
Of Christ coming down to he came to re-establish the church here on earth. Hence, he said to Peter, unto this rock, you know, talking about himself, I will build my church. So in Christ building his church, basically he's rebuilding his members of the church in his house. And we make a membership. So membership is not determined by structure itself. Are we together? But true membership is defined and determined by being found in Christ Jesus. Hence, one writer, Ellen G. White, says that not all who profess, you know, who profess to have membership in shall be written in the book of life. Your names can be written in the church membership, but your names may not be written in the book of life. So that alienate the true purpose of organization. Take note of that. Are we together?
Yeah.
Organization is important as to bring order in church. Organization is there to bring governance in the church. and to make sure that the members, all of us, come to a common good. So organization itself is a tool of the church, the tool of membership, the tool of the members, as to regulate and to make sure that we all reach a common good.
Yeah.
So that's Christ, by Paul saying that let this mind which was in Christ also be in us, right? He's basically establishing that we are members of one to another. You read that in Romans 12, verse 5, that we being many are one body in Christ, members of one another. So if I hurt another member, I'm basically hurting Christ Jesus, who is the head. So those are qualities that Christ came to establish, you know, in re-establishing the church. And the church, in Christ coming to re-establish, it was because now the church had forgotten who God is. Because we, of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they of the church, of Abel rendering sacrifices, and Cain, you know, he was of the church, but he decided to come out of the church. Now God calls Abraham, you know, to come and assures him that he will be the father of many seeds. He is reestablishing the church. You know, scriptures talks about the church in the wilderness, the Israelites made up of the church of God. You know, and that's the woman that is being described in Revelation chapter 12, right? About to give birth, you know, to a son who will rule, which was Christ Jesus. Basically, it gives a description of the church. And thus we read that where Paul says that I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as chaste virgin to Christ. So normally, oftentimes, the church will be defined as the wife of Jesus Christ, or the woman.
In
Revelation chapter 12, it basically describes, will give a more defines and highlights a description of the woman who was Israel. And thus we find the 12 stars, you know, the 12 tribes of Israel, or built, or one can define it as the 12 apostleship, right? Whereas the church is built on.
Yeah. My elder, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I posted it to give you a chance.
Lovely, lovely. Now you've looked at you know, the church as a bride. You talked to us about the early Christian church, and you actually were looking at the symbols now—the sun, moon, and the stars—on the woman. That this woman is said to be clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and on her head the crown of 12 stars. I think you've gone and covered that. All in all, as we conclude, how would you summarize this particular lesson? What is it actually driving home?
What is driving home is that the church have gone through a lot, and Satan's plan and snares is to do away with the church. And thus he'll come up with various interpretation of the church and about the church. And the true governance is found from the scriptures itself, which is the truth that is defines what the church is. And if our ideologies are built on the gospel truth, then we will highly, highly strive by every means that as the member of the church, I have a role to play in the church. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
I have the role to play in the body of Christ, as I've presented that, you know, as we being the members, one member cannot, the hands cannot say to the eye, I do not need you, right? Every member of the body of Christ, every member, every individual who belongs to Christ, you know, they have their rightful place in the church. Does it make sense? And we have an individual accountability. We have a responsibility to perfectly continue rebuilding the body of Christ. By the spreading of the gospel of Christ, in Revelation chapter 14, which is the everlasting gospel. We are rebuilding the body of Christ. We become co-workers together with Christ. And once Christ has done his work, when the church fully manifests, I'm talking about the one in here on earth, which is part of the church, when it has fully or manifesting the character of Christ, we told in Christ Object Lesson, then Christ will come to fetch his bride. He will come and fetch his church, right? As to become fully, you know, part of the church in heaven, right? So that day is coming, you know, where we'll now become one complete church under one roof, you know. Right now, the one in heavens and the unfallen ones are waiting for the ones here on earth, you know. And those who will, they will go through a lot. They will go through a lot of persecutions. As much as the martyrs have died for the faith, those were part of the church, you know. And it soon, very soon, the church is still going to go through the persecution by keeping the commandments of God. That is to come. And our only leader then will be Jesus Christ. Are we together? So, and we would have reached our common goal. And that is to manifest the character of Jesus Christ in the heart. So the goal of all this is that let's allow Christ to live in our heart, and we participate in the rebuilding of his body. Mm. We participate in the rebuilding of the house of the Lord, who filleth all in all, who filleth infinity. So the conception that the church is just as a small building or a structure, no, it's not as it is, but the church is where two or three are gathered together. I want to read a quote before I close. I want to read a quote, and it's found in Upward Look, page 315, paragraph 5. It says, God has a church. It is not a great cathedral. Neither is it the national establishment, neither is it various denominations. It is the people who love God and keep his commandments. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Where Christ is, even among the humble few, this is Christ's church. For the presence of the high and holy one who inhabited eternity can alone constitute a church. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
It really sounds not as to follow traditional views or definition about the church, but the church is where two or three are gathered.
Mm.
That's what constitutes a church.
True.
Then structure itself is a tool that assists to build a church.
Beautiful.
And that is Christ's church.
Mm. Lovely, lovely stuff. Thank you so much for that, my elder. I must thank you, man, for coming through over the last day and two. And we've actually learned quite a bit about the church. And of course, a very important subject, I think, that all of us have got to try and learn as best as possible, because we are the church that Christ is talking about. Before we go to the building, as you say, we've got to start with the church within.
Amen.
Thank you so much, my elder.
God bless you and the listeners. Bye.
Listeners, bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.